segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right, your show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We have, yes, we have a great show for you tonight. If I can talk. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. If you're tuning in for the first time, you're turning those dials on your radio and say, what is it? Am I listening to? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. This is going to be a fun show. I hope you can listen. Hope you could participate. It's going to be a great show. Don't turn that dial. Before we get started, let me introduce today's players. So, to my left, my beautiful, well, she's the better half of our family, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody, and welcome, welcome. Welcome to the November 13th, 2022 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from Fern Rock. Park. Is it Park? Oh, I thought it's Rock.
We had this conversation.
Oh, okay. It. So I lost it already. Yeah. Fern Park. All the way from Fern Park, Florida. Our Well, what can I say? He's the one behind the music, one behind everything. Our co-host, David Hillebrand.
Woohoo! Hey, good evening to everyone. I cannot take any credit for being behind everything, but I'm happy to walk alongside you anyway. But
walk alongside Chris.
I'm trying. I'm trying to help, but I take no credit.
And in the studios, the only one who's in the studios, because we are a radio show from a radio station. We don't forget we have radio stations, AM and FM, and we're also on the internet. We're all over the place. Chris Shaw, our producer, engineer, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just going through some difficult times on my end. My microphone just fell in my hand.
What else is new?
We're on a low budget.
Yeah, just fell in my hand. But y'all doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
I gotta give a shout out to
a birthday boy. His birthday is today.
No, actually, it was the 11th.
Oh, I thought it was today.
No.
I've been saying happy birthday every time I see him.
No, it was, what day did you go in first?
Friday. Well, that's the 11th. That's why.
That was his birthday.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it later. But anyway, his birthday is my Dr. Gerald Schuster, the one, the only Dr. Gerald Schuster, the greatest one. We'll talk about more later on. He's fabulous. It's his birthday. So happy birthday, Dr. Schuster. And I got to have some juice. I got to have some Blind and Beyond juice.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go. Wow!
I feel good. Oh, yeah, I feel good after that juice. I'm glad you didn't spill too much of it, David, because I got to have juice. I got to have juice. Hey, Chris. I gotta have some more juice.
You need all the help you can get.
Let's
right?
have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Wow! I feel good.
Actually, it sounds pretty strong.
Oh, it's good. I feel better
like
now.
Got
I feel better with that juice. Oh, I feel better now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like it's full of vitamins, you know.
David, you better have some of the juice, too. You poured all it to me. You better take some of the juice.
I've got some pomegranate right
Let's
now.
Have some of that up and delicious they want some juice. Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Wow! I feel good.
Oh, I feel better now. Yeah, I feel better. Hey, listen,
I'm
folks.
I'm feeling better.
Don't know if you were listening last week, but starting on November the 27th, we'll be calling out names through the month of December, starting with the Sunday after Thanksgiving through December 18th. We'll be calling out names. We're pulling names out of our,
hat.
They're the hat.
Kind of out of our hat, yeah.
So let me explain something to you folks. In order to play, you have to register your name. You have to write to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You have to register. You have to register your name, your phone number, and what city you're calling from. Then we're going to be pulling out names starting the week after Thanksgiving. If your name is called, you got 10 minutes to answer when we call. If you call in 20 minutes or a half hour or an hour, it don't count. That's it. You got to get 10 minutes. And what you're going to get, you're going to get a $50 gift card. If you're in Publix territory where Publix has a store, you're going to get a $50 gift card from Publix. From Publix, going to give you a $50 gift card from Publix. And if you're not in a Publix territory, if you're in Chicago or Philadelphia, Indiana, wherever you are, you're going to get a Visa $50 gift card. So it's either you're going to get a $50 gift card from Visa, or you're going to get a $50 gift card from Publix, depending on where you live.
You can't lose.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you don't have to do nothing. What you have to do is register. And if you can't, if you don't have a computer, for those few that don't have a computer, you can call when Chris is on, the 2 hours he's on our show, you can call in to him. But don't call him if you have a computer, please, because it ties up the lines. The phone number you can call in is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. In order to get the $50, you have to register. We prefer, I'm going to say this twice, we prefer that you write to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You write Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael. You have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat that once more time. You have to write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And for those few people who don't have a computer, you can call Chris. But only a few, because I don't want you to tie up the lines. The phone line is 407-894-1680. In order to get these gift cards, you have to register. We call out the names. You got 10 minutes to call in. If we don't have you registered, we can't call your name, because it's got to be in the register. Got it? I hope you know what I'm saying. Chris, why don't you play the commercial so they can hear it again?
The holidays are upon us. And as we say, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We will be giving out $50 gift cards to loyal listeners. If you live in a Publix supermarket's territory, you have a chance to win a $50 Publix gift card. If you live in a state that doesn't have a Publix, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa card. Just send your name, phone number, and city and state of residence to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't have a computer, just call Chris at 407-894-1680 and register your name with him. December 6th is the deadline to register. We will be calling out registered names each week starting November 27th. When you hear your name, you have 10 minutes to call Chris and win your gift card. Holiday giveaway ends Sunday, December 18th.
Now you know.
Uh-huh.
We still don't know about outside the United States. That we don't know yet about the United States. All we know is the United States. That's all we know right now. I have to get word from our people who help us with the gift cards. That's who's going to make the decision. We don't make the decision. So when I know, you'll know.
Still love those people outside of the United States. Don't worry. Yeah. We love you guys. We'll find some way of, showing the love.
I don't know what. We'll give you David if we have to.
Yeah, send me up there. Send me up to Canada.
Yeah.
I'll put on a show for you.
We're gonna go to a break. So don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration. retinitis pigmentosa and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive, you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. That's right. And would you believe it's trivia time? It's trivia time. We're going to go right to trivia. Trivia time.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters. From foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's trivia time. David, you're up with your trivia. It's trivia time.
Wow, it is. All right. Don't mind if I do. Let's see. This song really started the kind of dance craze in a way. But anyway, I'd love to find out who did this song originally. This is one of my favorite songs from a dance song in the 70s. So Chris Maestro, if you will, please. Who did this song? No, try again.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call. 407-894-1680.
Mike, it's been 22 years, Mike. 22 years. 22 years, Mike, and you still say 416.
I think we're all losing it, Chris. Is
that what it is? Okay, let me go.
I think so. All right, what happened to the music?
I had to stop because it was the 416.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Michael was dying to talk over my song.
All right. Here we go.
Go for it, Chris. We're going to have to let it play for a little while because the vocals come in here shortly.
It don't even much matter because the phone lines are blowing up. I already got a caller on, and I'm trying to get this other caller now.
Yeah, people will know.
Give me a new caller.
Regardless. But just the phone number, 407
Not you too. Not Dave, not you too.
1680.
Give me a new caller.
All right, hold on. Keep going. Y'all keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully we got a new caller.
Dave, you said you had a story while we were waiting, but maybe we're going to get a caller right away and then tell the story.
There you go. Yes, I was just reading a really interesting story this morning about a blind guy that got arrested here in our Florida, as we like
to
say here.
What else is new in this state?
Yes, up in Lake City, west of Jacksonville, the police arrested a guy that was legally blind for carrying a cane that they thought was a gun. He had it in his back pocket, and they arrested him. Resisting arrest without violence, and eventually he got in big trouble. The cops got suspended.
Yeah, that's
so anyway, I'm not sure if Chris has got callers yet or not. I can go into a little more detail in a minute, but it was interesting. They of course the gentleman got off the hook, but I've got a feeling he's going to be looking for some money from that police department, because he was treated pretty poorly for doing nothing basically but walking with a cane in his pocket. So
terrible.
Hey Chris, do you have anybody? He's working on it.
Which just to show you should use the cane in your hand, not in your back pocket.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the details were exactly why, but essentially they first they said they pulled him over because they wanted to see if he was carrying his gun correctly.
Okay, I'm ready. So I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, Chris, tell us what you got there,
all right,
brother.
So I have Ann from Orlando, Florida. I have Mike from Aventura, Florida. And then I have our good friend Sherry from Orlando, Florida.
Ann is first. Is that a new
is
call?
Is Ann new?
Ann, no, she's not. It's just been a while. It's just been a
all
while.
All right. Well, it's okay.
Okay,
she's first
Ann,
anyway,
you're up.
So.
Ann, where are you
hi,
calling
Ann.
From, Ann?
I'm from Orlando.
Ann from Orlando? No kidding.
How you doing, Ann?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Do you know,
how about yourself? I enjoy your show.
Thank you so much.
You know we're doing good. Especially now that we got you calling. Do you know who did that song?
Wet Shaft by Curtis Mayfield.
Let's see. I think you are right, although, hey Chris.
Yes, sir.
Which version did you play there? Was that Curtis or was that somebody else?
That was somebody else. That was somebody else.
Yeah. Ann, since I like you so well, I'm going to give you one more chance because there's somebody that really made it famous too. Another guy, a gentleman. Do you know who it was?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on, Ann.
He had a very deep voice.
I wish I could.
Okay.
I'd do it.
You can go ahead and let the next person go.
Hey,
that's fine. He's got.
That's all right. You did good. I appreciate you calling in, though, and have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. God bless.
All right,
you
we'll all. Talk to you
bye.
Again.
Thank you, Ann.
All right, thanks, Ann. And who? Mike is next.
Yeah, Mike from Aventura, Florida. Mike, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I know exactly who that is.
Mike,
you think so?
You sure, Mike? You sure?
That's Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes, you got it right.
Yep.
Mike, you got it.
You
buddy.
Got it. You're the one and only Isaac Hayes.
Right. Thank you for making me proud.
He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway, $10 gift card coming your way.
By the way, we went
to his restaurant.
Michael Bodo, I want to thank you for something you did a few weeks ago for me. When I talked about my mom. And you gave me that big the thing in the mail. I appreciate that. My mom died. My mom passed on the 30th of October. And now I have a girlfriend.
Recently?
Her name is Violet. And she's really nice. And she's very understanding. And she doesn't care that I'm blind. She loves me as a person.
Oh, good for you. Well, I'm just sorry for the loss of your mom.
Yeah,
very sorry. Give our condolences.
We didn't know.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that about your mama.
Glad you got somebody too. That's awesome, man.
Right. But anyway, I'm glad I won the gift card. That's great. I'm gonna share with Violet.
Yeah, that's a lunch day special, Mike. Lunch day special. I told you that's my favorite restaurant.
There you go, man.
They fix everything right there in front of you and give you whatever you want, Mike, right there.
The waitress.
And I saw, Mike, that you entered, you put your name on the $50 gift card list.
Yeah, he's in the contest.
So you're going to have to listen close these next few weeks.
He's in the mix.
For a public gift card. That's cool.
And
nice.
And didn't join yet. And didn't join.
Well, they heard your message, and that's it. So, well, thank you for calling, Michael, and our condolences, and just stay yourself.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks
you.
For calling in and winning, too.
Okay. All righty. So, David,
finish your story about this guy who got arrested for having a cane in his back pocket.
Did you want to talk to Sherry? Because we got Sherry.
Can we talk to Sherry real quick?
Real quick.
All right, we got Sherry. Sherry, how you doing?
Hey. What's up, Sherry?
But Mike beat me to it. So,
so close, girl.
I don't have any particular news. Didn't get much damage from the storm, so that was good. Lost electricity. So
Sherry, I've got to tell you, if we would have given you the prize, it was too easy for Sherry Braun, my friend Sherry. So
I want some juice. You might want some juice.
That would be almost too easy.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
That's the juice.
Glad you didn't have any damage from the hurricane. Thank God it's all gone.
All right.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thanks.
Hopefully we're done for a while. Good to hear you. Yeah.
All right. Have a good week.
Okay. You too.
Happy Thanksgiving there, girl.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sharon. So, Dave, why don't you finish the story before we go to break, and then we'll talk to our first guest for the evening.
Okay. Yes, indeed. So, okay, this gentleman, 61 years old, he's walking through the crosswalk, I think when he's not supposed to be. So he's got this cane in his pocket, and they stop him. And basically, once he pulls out the cane, they had asked him for his name and an ID. He didn't name an address, and he didn't give it to them. So basically, once he pulled out the cane, showed him that it was not a gun, he said, well, I guess you know, you don't have any cause for worrying about me causing any problem or anything. So, you know, I don't have to give you my name and address. So basically they arrested him, and the video went viral. Somebody took video of it. And so it went around the world and people went nuts. And so it's basically the sheriff had to apologize to him on national TV and everything else. And the cops are getting suspended and are going to have to go through classes to teach them how to deal with blind people. And the ridiculousness of the whole thing is the fact that they can confuse a gun for a cane. You know, we have problems with violence and people mistaking things. You know, I can understand a toy
gun. I hate to say this. You know what?
Not a cane.
David, I have to hate to say this. I wonder if he was white.
I don't know, but
yes, he was.
He was white. If he was black, he might be dead.
The cops were not very smart either way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if he was black, he'd probably be dead.
Yeah,
they probably would have killed him.
Yeah.
It's possible, yeah. Especially when he actually pulled the thing to show him that it's a cane. Yeah.
When they pulled it out, the cops would have shot him and said it was self-defense.
All things are disgrace.
It's nuts, but I mean, they need to know what a cane is for sure. And even what one looks like when it's folded up.
Right.
I mean, and there are certain laws. It's not smart, you know, when the cop asks you questions, it's usually just easier just to deal with it. But the guy was in the right. He doesn't have to, you know, especially if he's not under suspicion for doing a crime or anything, he should be able to go on his merry way. He doesn't need to hang out and chat.
We're going to break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. Do you know what you're listening to? Well, it is the Blind and Beyond radio show. No, I'm not Michael, but he's here. He's hiding in the background somewhere.
Yeah.
This is Dave, and I've got Lynn, and I think Lynn has got a very special guest.
I do have a very special guest. It's our pleasure, including you, Dave. It's our pleasure to welcome for the very first time from HumanWare, Peter Tuchik, and Peter is the Director of Strategic Partnerships at HumanWare. Welcome, Peter. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. I do have a bit of envy as I'm sitting in a very rather cold Chicago. So I would really like to be there in person, but I'll just have to imagine it's 70 degrees as it is in Orlando.
So are you from Canada and you're visiting in Chicago on business or?
No. I live in Chicago. We're based in Quebec, but I am born and raised in Chicago and I live in the middle of the city. So
no kidding.
Oh, cool.
Well, welcome. So how did you get, before we go further, how did you get involved with HumanWare?
So it's interesting. I'm always asked, how did you get to where you are? And it's funny because I actually have a degree in history. I went to the University of Illinois at Chicago and was studying history. I am totally blind, and so I've always used blindness technology, but it was not, you know, something I'd ever planned on kind of being in this field. But with that being said, I needed some work during college, and I started to explore kind of job opportunities at the time, and I ended up working at the Chicago Lighthouse. And while I was there, I kind of climbed the ranks and eventually moved into working a lot with the assistive technology department and doing trainings, working a lot with vocational rehab and doing some other pieces there. And over time, I then ended up coming to HumanWare in 2015. So I've been here about 7 years, over
That's
7 years.
Great. Well, first of all, before we go any further, please meet our co-host, David Hillebrand. Dave, this is Peter Tuchik, if I'm saying it correctly.
Peter, oh, nice to meet you.
You as well, Dave. It's a pleasure. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. So thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So Peter, from what I understand through the grapevine, that you were going to talk tonight about how devices work with the National Library Services, otherwise known as NLS.
Exactly. So I wanted to spotlight a couple of pieces as, and again, it's certainly falls under the HumanWare umbrella as we work with the National Library Service in a number of ways. So HumanWare, as many of your listeners know, and you know as well with the commercials, you know, we have a lot of solutions for all levels of vision loss. This can be magnification solutions or braille solutions. And also we have a variety of talking products. And our most popular product is the Victor Reader Stream. Definitely, you know, it has, from a global standpoint, over 100,000 users, which for a company in the assistive technology field, that is a very, very high number. And so the Victor Reader Stream, in addition to other products, we're able to directly access the National Library Service. And for anyone who has a print reading disability, who is eligible for the National Library Service, and many of us may use, you know, cartridge players or desktop players. One piece of the puzzle, though, with the Victor Reader Stream allows you to take those books and make them very portable. So being able to listen, you know, to all of your content as you're out and about on the move in a push button sort of solution. So that's one piece that we can certainly dive into. The other side is we have ourselves and Zumax, who is another manufacturer, are working with the National Library Service to supply Braille e-readers. So anybody who is a library patron can receive a free Braille display, a 20-cell Braille display from the National Library Service. And it's a major step forward for all of us. I mean, we know that the technology can be extremely expensive, and Braille, especially refreshable Braille devices, can be definitely not the most affordable pieces of equipment. And so we are very, very fortunate. It makes me absolutely thrilled to work with HumanWare and us playing a major role in this Braille display, the Braille e-reader program with the National Library Service. So certainly, you know, it's something that there are currently 39 states participating in the e-reader program. It is out of pilot phase, but more states will be coming online. Again, there are two devices. One is manufactured by HumanWare. The other is made by a company called Zumax. And your state, you aren't able to really choose which one you get, but your state will have the ability to send you a Braille display.
Wow, that's amazing.
For anybody, yeah.
And, so it's, and it's at really no great. Cost to the person?
At no cost.
David, do you
no
hear
cost.
This?
This
that's you know, incredible.
I'm another Braille guy too, Peter, and I'll tell you, this is what I've dreamed about. I mean, fortunately, I've got a Braille display that I can use now, but for years, it was way out of range, and I didn't meet the criteria to get one through work or whatever, and so something like this is huge, because there's a big difference between reading books and actually literacy and truly reading
difference.
Them, you know?
You're absolutely right, Dave. I mean, I think, you know, when we look at, I talk about even myself, I've worked on it over the years, but we tend to be very poor spellers because we just don't read the world around us.
Right.
You know, I'm always double, triple, quadruple checking the spelling of words. And a lot of times that is a direct result of us just we're not surrounded by text. Someone who is sighted, they're looking at, you know, a newspaper, they're looking at a sign as they drive past it. They're looking at a magazine on a rack at the checkout line in the grocery store. They're reading something on their phone, or, you know, we can consume information in large quantities through audio, but our spelling and our written communication oftentimes will suffer. And so with Braille, and especially with this sort of refreshable Braille, we can use and have Braille virtually anywhere. And so to think of it this way, you can actually read the New York Times every single morning, you know, as part of the NFB Newsline service in Braille. And that's a huge step forward, again, in helping to not only promote literacy, but then it helps with retention. You know, lots of studies kind of will pinpoint that the listening, and I'm an avid audiobook reader. I read lots of audiobooks, but I know, you know, from a retention standpoint, when I'm reading information, it's definitely sticking with me a lot better than if I'm listening to it. So we are so excited about this.
Peter, I've got to ask you. I've got to ask you real quick. When you listen to audiobooks, do you listen to the normal speed or do you crank them up?
So my wife is sighted, and I have lots of sighted friends, and they will all give me a very hard time because everything goes right. It's extremely fast, if you will. And I think that came from years of, you know, we don't have the ability to skim through content, especially if we need to read a book in college, or we have this. So I would, you over time start to increase your speech rate for certain. So I read them pretty fast. Doesn't mean I remember all of them though, Dave.
Peter, we have a caller, Peter, that would like to ask you a question if you
fantastic.
Would like to answer.
I love it.
We have Sherry on the line. Sherry? Sherry, hello.
Sherry, welcome.
There, Miss Sherry. There she is.
My Alexa, this stop here. Wait a minute. Computer, stop. Oh, well, that's the best I can do. Anyway, hi, Peter. I have used HumanWare products for years and years. I have the original Victor Reader Stream and just paid off due to your lovely plans that you have available for the VI-40, the Braille display, and I love it. And I just want to commend you guys because your products are so intuitive. I also have the Braille Note Touch Plus. So I love HumanWare, and I just want to thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I mean, it is tremendously appreciated by myself, and I'll speak for everyone at HumanWare. You know, we try to be as in tune as we can with our user needs, and it's very difficult. You know, when we build a product, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. We have to build products that will be used by all, not only folks with all levels of vision loss, but also with varying needs, whether that be a user with one hand, a simplified menu structure. Lots of variables go into what we do. So I really appreciate that. And many of your listeners may have heard me. I'm kind of, you know, all over the place with various shows and podcasts and lots of my own videos and things for HumanWare. And I always talk about, you know, we wouldn't be anywhere. We wouldn't be able to do anything if it wasn't for our customers and them, you know, providing feedback on our product. So it's great. I very much appreciate the accolades and know that we're always kind of looking at ways of improving and sort of developing as we move forward on all of our devices.
Okay. And I have one quick question. Is there anything, our state did not take part in the Braille reader, for reasons I do not understand, how can we encourage them to get the HumanWare product?
So what I'll say, it will come to all states, Sherry, there's no doubt about it. It's at 39. I actually had reached out briefly to NLS earlier in the week to make sure my numbers were correct because it was at 37. So there have been two new states and I don't have the actual info on which states are added. But what I can tell you is what I would recommend everyone does, if you're interested in a free Braille display from the National Library Service, contact your local Talking Book Library. And if they are participating, you can certainly receive a reader. And if they are not, again, it's important to voice, you know, your want to hopefully or you know, let them know that you want to be on a waiting list, because the devices will come to your state, regardless of which state you are in. They are going to come. So it is something that certainly I'd recommend getting in touch with your Talking Book Library and saying, you know, if you are in a state that is not currently distributing the e-reader, saying that you would be very interested. There is also no way to request a specific model. This is something that is controlled by the National Library Service. They also control the support. HumanWare does not provide support for the NLSE reader. That would all be through your local talking book library. Our agents don't even have units. So if you try to call in for some assistance, this is something that is handled by NLS per their request. They also design the user interface and whatnot. They have a lot of control over that. And certainly, whether you get our product, the one that's made by HumanWare, or ZoomX, they will be equally distributed. Will depend on the state that you are in. So, for instance, I know Massachusetts would be a state where the ZoomX device has been given out, and California would be a state where the HumanWare device is given out. And this will all equate, kind of, it will equalize. But I would strongly recommend getting in touch with your local talking book library.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Rock and roll. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry, for calling in. Thank you so much.
I guess I'm going to have to contact them too, because
yeah.
Either device, it doesn't sound like we are participating yet on with either. So
yeah, and the word would be yet, because it is something that it's out of the pilot phase. It's certainly something that it will be moving forward and will be rolled out to all states. It's awesome. I mean, the ability to put Braille in everyone's hands is certainly, as you said, Dave, I mean, it's been something we've wanted for a long time, and we can finally point to and say this is happening, and we're really glad to be a part of it.
Do we have time? I can ask about the Victor Reader for a second, Lynn. I guess so.
We can make time, Dave. Yeah. We can make time.
I'm embarrassed to say.
Can I get some juice?
Yeah. You know, I love all kinds of gadgets and stuff, but
I
know
nothing. Have some of that
nothing.
Delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Peter, you're such a troublemaker.
I know. I'm very good at that.
Because he's in Chicago, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's in the water.
It's the cold weather getting to him already.
In a way. So,
what's the question, Dave?
So the Victor Reader stream, I do not have one, believe it or not. And I've heard about them, and people, you know, told me about how great they are. But I obviously you can listen to books on it. The stream part. I assume that's for streaming radio stations like ACB and stuff, or what?
Yeah. So think of the Victor Reader stream. I mean, to put it in, to really simplify it, think of it as a Kindle or a Nook that a sighted person would use. Think of it as an audio version of that. It is a audio consuming device. So you're using it to consume audio books. Those could be books from the National Library Service or other sources. So DAISY or MP3 or, you know, so audiobooks, you're also using it to consume audio content. So streaming radio, like 1680 AM, right? Actually, I can confirm it does work. We can stream internet radio. We can download podcasts. We can use the device to also look at, you know, Wikipedia or kind of do some of the NFB Newsline content, Bookshare content, getting audiobooks directly onto the device. And many people will say, well, I can do that on my smartphone, and you're absolutely correct. I'm an avid iPhone user. I use lots of these things, but we build this product, and the user base is all across the board, but primarily it's a way to access this information without needing to know how to use a touchscreen. So it's very push button,
Peter,
and a very simple UX.
I have to interrupt you. Did I hear, I think my wife said a couple of times that you're from Chicago.
I am, yes.
Are you sure you're from Chicago?
I am 100. Do I need to? Do you want me to ham it up a little bit?
You sound so nice. You sound so nice.
Hey, but listen, Mike, here, buddy, I could do this if we need to. You know,
because we, you know, there's someone,
you didn't hear what he just said.
Yeah, I heard what he just said. But you know, there's another guy that's listening to you in the other room. Well, not in the other room, but our engineer. He's from Chicago too. All
right. That's what I'm talking about.
Peter, how you doing, man. Peter?
Peter, there are some nice people. I found a nice person from Chicago. Big Chris, you could be nice too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Reed, we all nice in the shy.
Hey, we are, man. I'm in.
Can
the
you
city.
Believe
a little, little
and a
baby.
Guy from Philadelphia saying that? You know,
I love it. Good old Chicago. I am. I'm born and raised, and I'm very biased. I live in the middle of the city, and I very much enjoy Chicago and the public transportation and the just everything that the city has. So.
It's amazing.
So you think you could show me some good jazz or blues clubs up there?
If you show up, I will show you 100%. Yes.
All right, cool. Yep, I'm a blues guy.
There are a few left. There's not as many as there used to be by a long shot, but there still are a couple of good places. And when you're here, this is an open invitation that we will go.
All right.
David's a traveler. He'll be there.
You take me down into the CD section. I'm not afraid.
Sounds right. Good. Chris, you can too, man.
So yeah, most Peter... definitely. It's still some good spots around that we can go to and go hang out. Get some
all right, well, we're taking you with us then, Chris.
Down home blues.
We'll take
that's
you to
all
the
I got. That's all I got.
There you go.
Peter, that's before we say goodnight, Peter, why don't you give a shout out to the website, or actually people can go on our website and just click on Humanware.
Absolutely. We're all over the place, but and certainly we're back on the road. So I'd recommend if anybody is part of a blindness organization or, you know, whether it be NFB, ACB, various groups, we do a lot of shows. So feel free to come see us in person. If we will be at a booth near you. The website is humanware.com. And, you know, we really, as we go forward, we will be continuing, you know, lots of product updates, lots of news, whether it is Braille, whether it is Victor Reader. We just came out with a new GPS product. We have lots of low vision pieces. So, you know, we try to have a product for all levels of vision loss, as well as all sort of price points. So, and it is something we do offer financing as well. And we're thrilled to be a part of something even bigger with this NLS Braille e-reader project. And then also, you know, with some other pieces moving forward in different parts of the world. So it's been really a pleasure to be here. And I look forward to coming back on at some point in time. And
we'll definitely have you back, even though you're from Chicago.
We'll
let you back
dude.
In. Even though you're from Chicago, we'll definitely let you back.
You know what?
In.
We need to have a contest. Is his beef sandwich better than your cheesesteak sandwich?
Wait a minute.
Very different. But the Italian beef, it will destroy the cheesesteak in any head-to-head battle.
I'll tell you what. Since I'm not in your place, Peter. You could bring them to me, and I'll be glad to try them out.
Yeah, there you go.
They have some good sausage
places in Chicago too.
There are excellent hot dogs, excellent pizza, excellent Italian beefs, and it's a food city, and it doesn't have to all be that street food. You can get all kinds of food, but if that's the other thing, if you need a good food tour, just when you show up and we go jazz clubbing, we'll throw down some good food as well. So.
Well, all right then, if we have
okay. Thanks for coming on board.
We got to run,
Peter.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful holiday season. Thanks, friends.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Stay well.
We'll do.
Have a good one, Peter.
Rock and roll.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We got a top of the hour. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.